U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Wednesday for a visit focused on the war in Ukraine. After expressing condolences over the earthquake in Turkey and Syria and describing assistance so far, Secretary Blinken turned to the Russian invasion that is nearing its one-year mark.
President Putin's war continues to be a strategic failure. He's failed to overthrow the democratically elected government of Ukraine. He's failed to subsume Ukraine into Russia or to break the will of its people. He's lost the battles for Kyiv, for Kharkiv, for Kherson. His military is suffering staggering losses on the battlefield. And he's failed to weaken our alliance and what it stands for. In fact, that alliance, NATO, is stronger and more united than it's ever been.
Blinken says military aid to Ukraine has been, in his words, calibrated to meet Ukraine's changing needs, noting that the U.S. has committed nearly $30 billion in military aid since the beginning of the full-scale invasion last February. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin is showing no genuine interest in diplomacy right now.
The best way to hasten prospects for real diplomacy is to keep tilting the battlefield in Ukraine's favor. This will help ensure that Ukraine has the strongest possible hand to play at a negotiating table when one emerges.
NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg noted that NATO allies have given Ukraine about $120 billion in military, humanitarian, and financial assistance, as well as taking in nearly 5 million Ukrainian refugees and decoupling from Russian gas and oil. He says that shows what Europe and North America can do when they stand together.
If Putin wins, it would be a tragedy for Ukraine, but it will also be dangerous for all of us. It will send a clear message, not just to Putin, but also to other authoritarian regimes, that when they use force, they can achieve their goals. That will make the world more dangerous and all of us more vulnerable. Beijing is watching closely and learning lessons that may influence its future decisions. So what happens in Europe today could happen in Asia tomorrow.
Both officials criticized China over the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down after passing over the U.S., as well as for other actions they say call for vigilance. Both also voiced support for admitting Finland and Sweden as NATO member states. Turkey has in particular voiced reservations about Sweden, but Stoltenberg says both countries were invited together, and so far it's been the fastest accession process in NATO's modern history.
As part of the decision in Madrid, Finland, Sweden and Turkey signed a joint memorandum on how to step up cooperation, not least in the fight against terrorism. Finland and Sweden have delivered on their commitments under that memorandum. I also expressed that view in my meetings with the Turkish leadership. So I'm confident that both will become member, but I'm not ready to go into exactly when that will happen.
After meeting with Blinken, Stoltenberg met with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon. Before their talks, Austin thanked the NATO leader for what he called bold leadership to keep NATO united during what he called the most serious threat to transatlantic security since World War II.
So we've got a big agenda, and that agenda includes candid discussions about the acute threat from Russia, replenishing and sustaining the equipment and munitions that we've donated to Ukraine, deepening our investments in defense, and other shared challenges, including security concerns regarding the People's Republic of China. So Jens, as always, we've got a lot to talk about. Thanks again for making the trip.
While Stoltenberg was meeting with U.S. officials, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was meeting with European leaders on his second trip abroad since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. During a speech in London Wednesday, Zelensky praised what he called a tank coalition, and he renewed his call for more advanced weapons, saying, "The coalition of long-range missiles is the latest of all. It will allow us to make the evil completely retreat from our country." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.